We've heard from Les, who, apart from having a question for you, Tony, he says to me, I've heard the oldest part of your body is 10 years old. Is this true? Quick show of hands then. Who thinks that in our panel here today, who thinks that's true? This is assuming you're older than 10 years, right? Okay, so you going for true? Think, Chris?
I think so, yeah.
Tony?
Possibly.
Sitting on the fence, Dave?
If you're female, it's definitely not true.
Well, actually, it's definitely not true anyway, because actually your brain cells, you are born with those brain cells. They're formed as you're developing and they have to last you a lifetime. And that's why we get neurodegenerative diseases when you lose brain cells. Also, there are other cells in things like your retina, which is part of your brain. Those photoreceptors have to last you a lifetime. Muscle cells are only very slow replacing themselves. For instance, cardiac muscle in your heart is only very, very slowly turning over, if at all. So that muscle has to last a lifetime. But some cells, including fat cells, do last about 12 years. And we know this because someone wrote to us at The Naked Scientist a little while ago and they said, can I carbon date my gran? And this is someone from South Africa who said their grandma didn't know how old she was because she'd never been told the date of her birth. They were intrigued to find out how old she really was because they said she really is very old indeed. Can we find out? And in fact, there's a lady called Kirsty Spalding at the Karolinska Institute in Sweden, and she did some studies where they have done carbon dating of fat cells, and you can use DNA for this because the DNA incorporates atmospheric carbon, which has got a carbon-14 radioactive signature in it, and we know what the radioactive signature is doing over time, so we can use that as an index of age. And they found that fat cells last about 12 years and then they sort of disappear and you replace them with new ones. So there you go, Les, you're both right and wrong at the same time. Because some cells are about 10 years, many are much older than that, some are younger than that.